The reason why you may not know your purpose at this point is because you have not healed yet. You're probably still worrying about pleasing people. You're probably not as confident to walk in your truth and live your life authentically, regardless of what people will say. You're probably too afraid of being judged. You're probably too afraid of taking risks. You're probably too afraid of going against the status quo. You are probably too afraid of most of the things you need to not be afraid of in order for God to show you what he wants you to do. And because you are so focused on figuring out what your purpose is and not healing in the meantime, it's going to take you a lot longer before he reveals it to you because you are not ready. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. This episode is going to be about finding your purpose. And it's not going to be the generic BS you hear all the time. Like, if you don't know what it means, because there was a long point in my life where I did not know what my purpose was, and I was struggling, and I would watch these, like, find your purpose motivational videos on YouTube, and they were mostly useless because it was very generic, it was very high level, like, no detail, a lot of fluff, like, I just felt like none of it was useful. And I felt like it was coming from the perspective of people talking at you to try to inspire you, but there wasn't any vulnerability. There wasn't any, like, let me show you the behind the scenes of my process. I just didn't think it was useful. And now that I figured out my purpose years after I initially pleaded to God to show me, I thought I would make an episode that is more transparent and goes into detail of what my life was like before I found it, and then the idea, the growth, like the whole process. Because trust me, I know what it's like. I know what it's like when you have no idea what your purpose is and you're struggling and you're trying to figure out why you're here and nothing is making sense. And it's like, you know, like you just feel lost and kind of hopeless, useless. You know, I know what that's like. So I am going to tell you about my process in the hopes that something resonates with you and it's not just another high level BS type of video, like, yeah, just find your purpose and just keep doing it. Like how, like, can you explain, please? Like, this is not useful information. So as someone who has been on the receiving end of that for a while when I was feeling very lost, I'm not going to do that to you. I'm just going to be honest. And hopefully this makes sense. Hopefully you can apply it to your own life. But I will tell you the things I've learned along the way. So let's start with talking about life before I found my purpose. Before it was even about purpose, I used to be very frustrated with the whole conversation around, like, your career. Like, what do you want to do with your life? I hated that question. I absolutely hated that question throughout my entire life because I never had an answer. I truly never had an answer. Like, some people, from the time they were children, like, they just knew, I want to be a doctor, right? Or I want to be a lawyer. Some people just knew from the time they were young, they want to do this, and then they can go to school for it and be on, like, a straight path to getting that exact thing. I was not one of those people. I hated every assignment at every level in school that always asked you about your career and what you want to do and where do you see yourself in 5-10 years. I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. I had a lot of frustration with that whole topic throughout my life. And I remember in college, particularly, I remember when I was applying to college in high school, in my application, they asked you to declare your major. And I was like, I have to do this right now? I don't know what that is. I don't regret going to college. I loved college. I really did. But I think in hindsight, the only thing that, not that I would change, but what doesn't make sense to me now is that why go to college if I don't even know what I want to do? You know, like why get into all that debt and all of that to figure things out along the way? But everything, I believe nothing is a coincidence. Everything is orchestrated. It was meant to happen. So I don't regret it. And I had a great experience. But when I was applying for college and I was getting through the application, they asked you to declare your major. And I went through the list and I was like, okay, what does a lot of this mean? And then I was also like, okay, I see undecided. But to be honest with you, at that point in my life, I was so afraid of uncertainty and like lack of clarity around things, even though technically I was undecided in my mind. Like I knew I was undecided, but I did not want to declare my major as undecided because I didn't want to look or feel like I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. But that was actually the reality of it. But I declared my major as accounting because accounting came easy to me, honestly. Like, I love numbers. I love math. So I just felt like, you know what? Starting salaries for accountants are good. The subject is challenging enough so that I'm not bored, but it comes easy to me. So let me just choose that. So I was like, let me just choose that. So I did. And I remember in college, and let me just say this, I definitely looked like I had my life together in college, but the truth of the matter was I did not. I was doing all of these extracurricular activities in the business school and being on the executive board of this student organization and doing this over here and this over here. I was doing all of these things to be well-rounded so that I would have a good resume because I did not know what I wanted to do. I had absolutely no idea. A lot of it was around accounting anyway, but I genuinely did not feel like... I remember one time I was in class and it was in accounting... It was in accounting two, and we were doing bank reconciliation statements, and I literally had a thought. I was like, is this what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? And then I was so traumatized. I was like, I cannot do this for the rest of my life. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, this is boring. But I did not have an alternative. I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I was like, I might as well stick to this one path because the salary prospects looks good and I don't have an alternative, to be quite frank. So I was like, okay, I'll stick with that. But the reality is, throughout college, a lot of the times, like, I found myself feeling very lost, very miserable, because I felt like I was surrounded by people who were doing very well and who were very much sure about what they wanted to do, and they were on those specific paths. Not everybody, but I would meet people who seemed like they really want to do this one thing, and like everything they're doing is aligned with that, you know, like the med school students and stuff like that. I was like, some of them were very passionate about what they were doing, like that's genuinely what they wanted to do. And I would always just be like, wow, what does it feel like? Like, how does that feel like to know what you want to do and to be on the path to achieving it? How does that feel like? Because I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here. I remember crying to God so many times in college, like, what do you want me to do? I felt like I had so much ambition, but I had no direction, because I felt like if God would just tell me what it is I'm supposed to do, what I'm meant to do, I could easily just redirect all of my ambition towards one thing and it would be smooth sailing from there. But I had all of this ambition and I had no idea what to put it towards. I just did not know what I wanted to do with my life. And it literally made me feel very hopeless. Like, what's the point? Why am I here? Like, what am I doing? What am I even doing? Why am I working to pay for school? And I don't even want to do this long term. But I was like very much caught up in the matrix. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, I let my fear of uncertainty take over and make me stay in a path that I knew I did not want to do. Because to me, the certainty and just having something that was known was a lot better than saying undecided or undeclared in college. I have so much respect for college students who are undeclared or undecided. I know on one end of the spectrum, it's like, okay, why are you paying all of this money if you don't know what you want to do? But the way I saw it, honestly, was like, I think you are very brave being around all of these other students who seem to know what they want to do. And you are openly saying, hey, I'm here. I still haven't figured it out yet. I felt like that took so much strength and bravery and courage that I just did not have. Because if you looked at me, it's like I was doing accounting. I seemed to have figured things out in terms of what I wanted to do, but I actually had no idea. And I just wasn't brave enough to say that I have no idea and I don't want to be undecided. That's why I respected undeclared majors so much. A lot of people had stuff to say about them, but for me, I was like, that's the bravest thing in the world because I was too afraid to do that. But nevertheless, the urge to figure out what I wanted to do never faded. It never subsided. I just got distracted, honestly, because I felt like if I don't know, I might as well just try a bunch of different things. And so I was very involved in a bunch of different things. And I also started a blog. I also started like graphic designing and a bunch of stuff online. Because in my mind, it was like, okay, if I have no idea what I want to do or what my purpose is, every time I get an idea, I'm just going to do it and see how it works out. I just tried everything. I tried every single thing. And then I remember my blog did really well, right? I learned how to monetize it and all of that. But even though I was making money and in the end it became passive income, I sold it because I really wasn't happy. And it made me realize what people were saying about when you make money, but it's really not like satisfying, because the blog was making money, but I wasn't happy doing it, so much so that I lost all motivation to keep it going. And that's why I sold it. And then I felt like a failure for a short period of time because I was like, it didn't work out and I thought it would. Every goal I had towards that blog was money driven, honestly. And because the truth is, I started the blog to talk about what I'm talking about on the podcast. Like, I started it with the same goal in mind, but I got distracted by what was more profitable. And I realized that even when I started making money, I did not enjoy doing it. I did not like it. And I sold it and I felt like a failure for 5 seconds because I was like, it didn't work out and I thought it was going to be bigger than what it was. But I was like, you know what? Let me just forget about that, because here's the thing. When you are trying all of these different things, when you don't know what your purpose is, just because one thing doesn't work out, that doesn't mean you failed. That means you made progress, because now on the list of, say, like 10 things you wanted to try, you can cross one thing off. Now you have 9 other things to try. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's no sense in saying that you feel like a failure, because now you just know one of the things that didn't work. Now you know one of the things that didn't work. So you don't have to live with the regret of always feeling like, well, what if I did that? You know, because you actually did it. You tried it. It didn't work. Now you can just cross it off and move on to something else. So that's the mindset I adopted in the process of finding what my purpose was. So if you've listened to my episode on how I went from atheist to Christian, you already have an idea of like when things started to take a turn for me. It was really when I started giving God a more active role in my life. That's when I started getting clarity. I wasn't clear yet. I still didn't know what I wanted to do. I had no idea what my purpose was, but I started to get a lot of clarity in the experiences I was going through and why I was going through them. In hindsight, always in hindsight, do not try to understand why you are going through something hard or some type of struggle in the middle of it. That's a waste of your time. You always know in hindsight, but in the moment, literally, don't even try to play yourself trying to figure out why you are struggling. It will make sense in the long run, but in the midst of it, don't even focus on why. Literally, I just gave it to God. So yeah, so when I started giving God a more active role in my life, you know, letting him lead, that's when I just, It's like I went on some type of healing journey, and it was years in the making. This wasn't like 5 months or a month or 1 year. This was like literally years. Like from the time I was 16 to now 25. The process of me finding my purpose took 9 years. Let me just say this. It took 9 years. The shift started when I was 16. I did not realize that until sometime this week. Because, and I understand why you will see celebrities talking about, like, you see the success now, but you don't know how hard I've worked. I have a podcast right now and I talk about certain things. And the only reason I'm able to talk about these things is because I'm speaking from experience. None of my episodes are scripted. I make general notes when I get the random ideas throughout the day just so I don't forget it. But once I turn on the camera, it's mainly off the top of my head. Why? Because I am literally pulling from my experiences that I've been having all throughout my life. But, and including that time I was struggling in college, not knowing what my purpose was. There's a reason why I can talk about it now, because I figured out a way to use my pain to help other people. Let me not get ahead of myself. So I started healing and I let God lead my life pretty much. And in the process of all of this healing throughout that 9 year span and learning and growing and getting rid of toxic people, shifting my mindset, learning new things, blah, blah, blah. Like in the process of all of that, and this is important because I had to go through all of that before God showed me my purpose. I had to heal. I had to struggle and I had to heal before God showed me my purpose. Why? Because of what it is. This episode is sponsored by yours truly, because on this podcast, we talk about becoming the best version of yourself. However, I cannot tell you what that looks like for you. You need to do that for yourself. And if you don't, you will let society and social media tell you what you should be working towards just to get there and then realize it's not what you actually want. So I have created journals to actually help you do this. The reason why I know what the best version of myself look like is because I actually took the time to define things like what my ideal relationships will look like, my friendships, what my version of luxury is like, what my dream lifestyle is like, what my dream career is like, what I think my purpose is, like a bunch of different things. And I have created 3 different journals to help you do the exact same thing. So if you're interested in any one of the journals, then go to secludedthoughts.com/journals. Now let's get into the episode. People who know me personally are very shocked to see me on YouTube or having a podcast. Why? Because I'm very quiet. I'm very reserved. Some of the stuff I talk about on my podcast, I don't even talk to people about it like that in real life, right? Some things I have, like I can have these type of conversations with some of my friends, but for the most part, when I speak on my podcast, like it's really just me clearing my mind in a way that I hope is helping you. It's not necessarily the types of conversations that everybody in my life are used to having with me. Because I am very reserved. I keep to myself. I am not the life of the party. I'm the person in the back minding my business. If God told me to start a podcast in college when I was crying and I was breaking down, saying like, what am I supposed to be doing? What do you want me to do? I would have honestly said no. I don't even know if podcasts were popular back then, probably not as much as now, but if he had told me that I want you to make a YouTube channel and I want you to talk about personal things and put it on the internet to help other people, I would have said absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because I was not that type of person. I wasn't confident back then. Like in college, I wasn't as confident as I am now. I wasn't as strong as I am now to say, you know what, I'm going to say what I have to say, and I don't care who doesn't like me. I was very much a people pleaser in college. I was a people pleaser. I did not really make decisions for myself. I went with the flow of things. I had no direction. I was not as mature as I am now. So even though I was crying and I was begging to God to show me what he wanted me to do, he was smart for not showing it to me too soon, because I would have said absolutely not. That just would not have made sense to me back then. It wouldn't. God didn't tell me to, he didn't give me the idea to start a podcast until the end of 2020. But there were people in my life that I had to, I don't want to say get rid of, but I had to put some distance between us before I could start it, because they would not have encouraged me, and I cared too much about their opinion to do it. So when I got the idea to start the podcast at the end of 2020, I was very far along in my healing journey. I was very close to God. I feel like I get closer to God every day and, you know, learn to trust him more. But he felt like I was ready at that point, because I had done the work to fix my confidence, to heal, to stop caring what people thought about me to some extent. Let me tell you, God gave me a lot of the superficial things I asked for after I graduated college, so that I can see that it's not going to make me happy. He gave me a lot of the superficial things so I can see that it will not make me happy. God had to show me what it was like to struggle, what it was like to be so afraid to live my life authentically and be a people pleaser. And he had to show me how miserable I would feel doing all of these things because I was afraid of disappointing people, so that I could get fed up with it and finally get to a point where I didn't care. And then he told me to start a podcast. When I was still a people pleaser, I would have said no. You would not be listening to me right now if God told me my purpose too soon. I was not ready. The reason why you may not know your purpose at this point is because you have not healed yet. You're probably still worrying about pleasing people. You're probably not as confident to walk in your truth and live your life authentically, regardless of what people will say. You're probably too afraid of being judged. You're probably too afraid of taking risks. You're probably too afraid of going against the status quo. You're probably too afraid of most of the things you need to not be afraid of in order for God to show you what he wants you to do. And because you are so focused on figuring out what your purpose is and not healing in the meantime, it's going to take you a lot longer before he reveals it to you, because you are not ready. That is exactly what my situation was. I was not ready. But all of the things that I have been through up until this point of him showing it to me, all of these things are things that I can freely talk about on my podcast, and people will DM me or leave comments on TikTok, YouTube, etc., and tell me how it helps them, how it resonates. And the only reason, and here's the thing, if you listen to my podcast in the beginning, like when I just started, there was a point in time where I kept making episodes and I was like talking at you and not to you. I kept trying to give you like tips and advice on how to fix your life in certain areas and how to achieve your goals and stuff like that. Like, I had good intentions, but I realized that this is not about me trying to position myself as some type of authority, some type of know-it-all, and trying to guide you through life. I've realized that I create more impact by literally just being open and vulnerable and talking about things, because that's how people can relate. If you notice, I'm not talking at you. I'm not saying, here's how to find your purpose, step one, step two. No, I'm literally giving you the backstory so it makes more sense. Because if I had to come here and be like, step one, step two, do this, don't do that, nobody wants to hear that. At least that's how I feel. I don't want to hear that. I want people to be honest about their experiences so I can feel like you are a human being. So that is why I am honest about my experiences. Some things I did not want to talk about, some things I did not want to say, but it has actually been helping so many people, and that is the whole reason why I do this. That is what my purpose is. So I understand the importance of doing it, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, what you may be called to do is on pause right now because you are trying to develop all of these skills. You are trying to learn these things, but you're not focusing on your healing. God will never give you something too soon because he's trying to protect you because he loves you. If you give 12-year-old a car for their birthday, they probably won't live very long, right? Because they don't know how to drive. They're not ready for that type of thing. You are essentially that 12-year-old because you might be broken and hurt right now asking God to send you a man or a woman in your life. And it's like, if he sends you that person too soon, you will ruin the situation. You will only get hurt. You have to heal before you get that. If God wants to put you in a position like he put me in a position to be out here on social media talking to people, he's not going to let you do it. He's not going to reveal it to you while you are still broken because you are not ready for that. Maybe if you, let's say you want to start, you feel like you want to start a YouTube channel, or you feel like that might be somewhere down the line for you, right? If you start a YouTube channel while you are still broken, but you're sharing your you know, your talents, your vlogs, whatever it is you make the YouTube channel about, if you start that and you are still a people pleaser and you cannot take criticism and judgment, one day when you do something that too many people disagree with and you get flamed on the internet, it's going to break you. It's going to have a negative impact on you because you were not ready for it. You are not at the point where you can handle criticism and judgment. So God, because he loves you, he's not going to propel you into the spotlight before you are ready. So if you feel like you want to do something big, whatever you want to do, maybe you have an inkling or an idea, but it's not developed yet. If you feel like it's going to require you to be in front of a lot of people, you need to build your resilience. You need to build your confidence. You need to break your habit of people pleasing right now, because the first negative comment you get, you will crumble. Let me tell you, I had an episode go viral, and I talked about it a few episodes ago, but I had one of my episodes go viral and some people misunderstood the point, and some people were like, they made it their mission to disagree and, you know, criticize, etc. But I was at the point in my life where I was like, okay, if you disagree, you disagree. But I said what I said and you missed the point. And, you know, like, I'm not going to crumble and whatnot. Like, I would just get off social media. Like, I don't need to be looking at the negativity. And it's okay if you disagree. I don't feel any type of way when people disagree with me. But, you know, like, I got to the point where I am no longer a people pleaser, and something like that wouldn't break me. So it didn't. But had that happened to me, like, in college, like, let one person leave a negative comment in college, the whole YouTube channel would have been deleted. I was not strong enough for that. God has to build you up to accept the things that he wants to give you. If you are so focused on trying to attain the things but not focused on developing your character and healing yourself so you can be prepared and you can sustain those things when it comes, either you're going to get it and you won't be able to sustain it, you won't be able to maintain it, or he's going to delay giving you that thing because you're not ready for it and he wants to protect you.
Struggling with weight that doesn't respond to traditional dieting? ProLon's 5-Day Fasting Mimicking Diet is a clinically developed nutrition program designed to promote fat loss while protecting lean body mass. Developed at USC's Longevity Institute, it assists the body in entering a fasting-like state that helps reset metabolism, target visceral fat, and supports healthy metabolic markers. In just 5 days, ProLon offers a structured, science-backed approach to weight loss without extreme restriction or guesswork. Get 15% off plus a $40 bonus gift when you subscribe at prolonlife.com/begin. Struggling with weight that doesn't respond to traditional dieting? ProLon's 5-day fasting mimicking diet is a clinically developed nutrition program designed to promote fat loss while protecting lean body mass. Developed at USC's Longevity Institute, it assists the body in entering a fasting-like state that helps reset metabolism, target visceral fat, and supports healthy metabolic markers. In just 5 days, ProLon offers a structured, science-backed approach to weight loss without extreme restriction or guesswork. Get 15% off plus a $40 bonus gift when you subscribe at ProLonLife.com/begin.
A BetterHelp ad. Therapy isn't just for times of major challenge. It's a valuable tool for anyone wanting to improve their well-being. It can help you develop healthy coping skills, set boundaries, and support personal growth. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a fully licensed therapist right from your phone. No commuting, no waiting rooms. And you can switch therapists at any time. Sign up at BetterHelp.com and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com.
So I say all that to say, I know it's a struggle, and I can only tell you this because of what I've learned in hindsight. I know it's a struggle to feel lost and to not know what you're supposed to do, but I am encouraging you, because I know this through my experience, if you don't know what you want to do, I would highly focus on healing. I would focus on healing. I would focus on developing yourself so that God can get to a point where he feels like you're ready and it can be revealed to you. Because I'm sure there's many things you are doing now that maybe a few years ago you would not have been confident to take the first step in doing that. You may not know what your purpose is, but you are literally walking in the things that you are supposed to do to get you to that point. You are literally in preparation mode, right? Something you're doing now, maybe 5 years ago, you would not have felt comfortable doing it, but because you have grown and matured since then, now you are able to do it. So think about the same way when it comes to finding your purpose. If you're not sure, that's fine. Just focus on developing yourself so that 5 years from now, or a year from now, or a month from now, hopefully, you know, God feels like you're ready, or you can take more bold decisions, you can take better steps towards what you think finding your purpose is, right? You have the courage to do these things despite what people think, for example. And also something else I want to mention that comes along with this healing. One thing I had to do is I really had to focus on removing a lot of the negativity in my life. Because I used to have a victim mentality back in my teenage years. Like I was very much the victim. I was very much the victim in every situation, and life was just happening to me. I was the victim. So if you scroll through the podcast, there's many episodes where I talked about this and overcoming this. So I don't want to ramble on that too much right now. But long story short, when I started getting rid of the negativity in my life and I started changing my mindset, that is when all of a sudden I had so much more mental space and capacity to think bigger and to dream bigger and to think of like more possibilities. Like, for example, let's say you just have a negative person in your life, because some people, you have people who will validate every fear that you have in your life. As soon as you make one little tiny complaint, they will run with it and make you feel worse about the situation. If you put some distance between you and that person, then guess what? Now you have more room in your life to get a new friend who is more positive. Or maybe now when you get those like intrusive thoughts or negative thoughts or moments of doubt, you don't have anybody adding fuel to that fire, so it doesn't last as long as it would have typically lasted, and it doesn't like hold you back like it would have, because you cut out a negative person in your life that was feeding all of that fear in you. It also goes for things like news, like your environment. Like I talked about this in my episode on how to get rid of the negativity in your life. I don't watch news. I don't. If it's something major enough, it will find me on social media somewhere. But news can be so negative. They talk about everything wrong in the world. Like, I'm not trying to start my day, end my day, nor go throughout my day hearing about how many people died, how many people were murdered, robbed, carjacked, accidents on the streets that I have to drive on. Like, I don't want to hear that stuff. I truly believe that part of the reason, not even part of the reason, a lot of the reason why I am such an optimistic person is because I will cut negativity out of my life with the quickness. Let me have one person in my life who I feel like is consistently being negative, there will be distance between us. There will be distance between us. I am not having it. I'm not tolerating it at all. Sometimes the reason why you're struggling with your purpose, the reason why you're struggling to execute on different things is because you just have too much negativity clogging your mental space. So you don't have room to be optimistic. When it comes to your purpose in life, when it comes to doing what you think you are called to do, you should not make time for or space for things that are going to lead you away from that. Because if you are in that position, if you have been in that position, you know how miserable it can feel to feel like you're waking up every day and you don't really know why you're here, what's your purpose, you're not really doing anything that's fulfilling. You know what that's like. So my thing is, you really have to make an effort to cut out the negativity while you heal and put yourself in better environments. Put yourself around people who will encourage you. Your environment, the people, the things, the social media, like the things you feed your mind, you need to be very conscious of what you allow to get into your mind, because you need that mental space. You need that clarity. You need that to focus on what God is trying to tell you, you know, meditate so you can listen to him. You need that mental space to be in receiving mode, and you need that mental space to, you know, be more optimistic and work on yourself versus like gossiping with people or like figuring out, like, you know, like when Will slapped Chris Rock, I saw it and I was like, okay. You know, like, I don't agree with what Chris Rock said. I don't agree with Will going to slap him. But I'm like, some people just dwelled on that for so long. Like, stop feeding yourself with all of this negativity. Stop being so in tune with celebrity gossip. Just stop. Stop. Filter out the negative so that you can make room for the positive, okay? You need to work on yourself. You need to heal. You need to put yourself in a position where God can trust you to reveal your purpose to you, okay? Because you are not going to heal in the same environment that you've been struggling in, okay? You have some changes that you need to make in your life. But the main point that I really want you to take away in this episode is that sometimes the reason you don't know your purpose is because you're not ready yet. You might have a lot of healing to do. You might need to put God in the driver's seat and stop trying to figure it out yourself. Whatever God you believe in, whatever you believe in. I feel like some level of spirituality is definitely necessary, because if it was only up to you to figure that out in your own right, you would have known it already, but you don't, right? So that's just my personal opinion. Like I said, God really changed everything for me. So I will always preach his name. I will always give him the credit he deserves, okay? None of this is me. None of this is me. It's all him. And yeah, just understand that you really have to grow and mature before your purpose will be revealed to you, especially if you are meant to do something big, something that will really pull you out of your comfort zone. That's why I said, you know, you need to raise the standard of your comfort zone in one of my prior episodes, because you are not ready to receive as the person you are right now. Maybe you've been receiving it in little increments, you know, like God has been breadcrumbing you here and there, but he's doing that to protect you. He's doing that because he's giving you what you can handle in the moment. If you're not satisfied with how much he's giving you, then you need to work on yourself so that he trusts you with more, because it's all out of his protection. So yeah, so if you don't know what your purpose is, focus on growing and healing and trying new things. Cross things off the list in the meantime. Like, don't just take it to God, first of all. First and foremost, take it to God. But also in the meantime, instead of being frustrated and lost and hopeful and hopeless like I was, in hindsight, if I could go back, I would tell myself, just give it to God. and focus on healing. Focus on healing and focus on just being present in the moment, because it will all make sense in the end, but it's not going to make sense while you're going through it right now. So that's all I have to say this week. I really hope this helps. I really hope it resonates. If it does, leave a comment on YouTube. I'm curious to know what your experience has been like, if you've already found it or if you haven't found it yet and you're still trying to figure it out. So let me know if any of this resonates, if any of this makes sense. And yeah, that's all I have to say. I will talk to you next Sunday.